The evening of the fifth came on. The young moon was shining brightly in a cloudless winter sky, and its light was increased by a new fallen snow. Parties of soldiers were driving about the streets, making a parade of valor, challenging resistance, and striking the inhabitants indiscriminately with sticks or sheathed cutlasses. A band which poured out from Murray's barracks in Brattle Street, armed with clubs, cutlasses, and bayonets, provoked resistance, and a fray ensued. Ensign Maul, at the gate of the barrack yard, cried to the soldiers, "Turn out, and I will stand by you. Kill them, stick them, knock them down. Run your bayonets through them." One soldier after another leveled a firelock and threatened to make a lane through the crowd. Just before nine, as an officer crossed King Street, now State Street, a barber's lad cried after him, "There goes a mean fellow who hath not paid my father for dressing his hair." On which the sentinel stationed at the westerly end of the custom house on the corner of King Street and Exchange Lane left his post and with his musket gave the boy a stroke on the head that made him stagger and cry for pain. The street soon became clear, and nobody troubled the sentry when a party of soldiers issued violently from the main guard, their arms glittering in the moonlight, and passed on, hallooing, "Where are they? Where are they? Let them come!"